call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Are you affiliated with the VA?
We take VA insurance. This is a home care agency,
all
sir.
Right, well,
how can
well,
I assist?
I'm a patient, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just called my company, Premier.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I broke my ankle.
Okay.
I'm all. Can you look me up? Look me up. Melvin
What's
Adams.
Your name, sir? Melvin.
Melvin Adams.
Adams.
1948.
And Mr. Adams is ADAMS.
I've been trying to call you for the last time, please.
Sir, what's your date of birth?
I called to get the phone. 4/13/48.
All right. Let me see if I have you listed with us. Okay. One second.
Hmm.
You sure are, Mr. Melvin. Let me see where we left. What's going on with you?
Yeah, see what's going on with me. I broke my ankle. See what's going on with me.
They requested a discharge. Hold on, let me see why.
A discharge?
I'm going to check
a
right
discharge.
Now. One second, sir. Let me
read a discharge?
Out.
You better read it right.
Oh, no, it says welcome call completed, patient making more, has,
go ahead.
So on the 16th, which was just yesterday, you called stating he slipped on ice, believes it would have happened if he had an aid, he needs one as soon as possible, you spoke to Ms. Haya. He mentioned
where
he's currently with another agency,
you,
but I don't see him on the waiver program yet. Patient information is
zero. Where do you get they sent me for a discharge? A discharge of what?
No, meaning that you won't qualify for services, and let me check why so that I can tell you why, okay? Give me 1 second. I'm going to check for you right now.
Because
you might have to go through the VA Association to get home care services, not through Medicaid. We were trying to get home care services through Medicaid because you have Medicaid, but I don't think you qualify, and I'm going to tell you why right now.
No,
I'm going to go in.
Well, why can't I get it through the VA?
I don't, sir, listen, I'm just reading to you the numbers. I don't know. I don't work for VA. I just work for the home care agency. I'm trying to assist you. Give me a minute, okay? I'm going to check for you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A discharge.
That's just a term that we use in the agency, meaning when we
what you're telling me is my aid is not coming anymore. That's what you're telling me.
So you have Keystone
a
First
discharge.
Community Health Choices. 1 second. Melissa, I have a Mr. Melvin Adams. They put in a referral yesterday for him. He's on Medicaid. He's through Keystone. He has no waiver, though. So we would put that as a to the broker for the Maximus. But then he doesn't have the waiver. But here on the notes, they're requesting a discharge. So why would that be? His name is Melvin Adams. His income? So you over the income bracket in order for you to qualify for Medicaid. So does he have to go? He has Medicaid, yeah. That's why I don't understand why would they do that.
Right. I don't
also,
understand
we
either.
Accept VA insurance, right? Yes. Yeah, so we should be going to the VA.
I'm a vet. Listen to I'm a vet, and you can't take care of me regardless of how
I'm
going to
take care of you. I'm going to take care of you, Melvin. Please relax, okay? I don't know your situation.
Okay.
This is the first time you and I speak.
Right, right? But you very, very, very listen to me. But
I know you.
Oh, the game. How much money I got?
I'm gonna help you. The thing is that when you over the income bracket, sometimes they deny you. But you're already on Medicaid, so I'm gonna investigate a little bit more. 1 second.
Thank you. You hear this? I'm over income bracket. Huh. So that leaves me out of the cold. Huh? Yeah, right. Mm-mm-mm. Man, please, kiss my ass. Boy, if one thing is another. One thing is, don't get sick. Don't get sick and need them, because they fuck you every time. Every time. Every fucking time. Man, shit. I'm over the income bracket. Fuck the income bracket. That's what I paid insurance all my fucking life for, to have it. They wouldn't say nothing when I was
going
to
Mr. Melvin, Mr. Melvin, we're going to try to figure this out for you. I'm going to transfer you. Yes, no, Melvin Adams. I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Naftali further you along. If Medicaid doesn't want to cover your home care, we're going to go through the VA. Don't worry about it, okay? You're going to get the
help. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What difference does it make what my income is as long as I'm a vet?
I understand that, but Medicaid has a certain guideline that they follow in order to qualify people for benefits. So although it's a state-funded program, if you have any money in your account or if you're over the income bracket, they could deny you even if you're a vet. It's horrible.
I'm under poverty.
I know, sir. Trust me, I understand. Hold on.
All right. Just hold on. You're going to put me in touch with somebody else.
Okay. She's saying right now that it'll go a lot faster if you call your service coordinator through the VA Association and tell her to do an appointment for you.
I've been calling them since last week.
VA you've been calling? He's been calling.
VA. I've been calling.
Philadelphia VA Medical Center?
Philadelphia VA.
Been calling them all since last week.
You've been in luck. Sarah's going to help you. She knows all the ins and outs with the VA, okay? One second.
Thank you very much. Because I'm over. Man, please. And we'll make you. Don't make no money. Because the moment you step over the line, forget you. Hello?